Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's mic'd up. It's the morning shift. It's Fair Foul Friday. It's all the things. It's Falcons Friday. Rise up. I'm already ready to go, man. Second straight primetime game, guys. I was just thinking about that, man, how crazy that is coming off last season where every single game was at 1 o'clock. Other than when they played Arizona, which was 4 o'clock, but it was 1 o'clock in Arizona. So it's a lot of fun talking about the Falcons already throughout this season.
Yeah, normal kicks. 405 and 105. Or 102 are pretty much the same thing.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. quick shout out to my guys at Level Lawns that hooked up the yard this week, man. It's awesome to see it already heading into fall mode, man. My kids love playing back there, so shout out to them. All right, you guys know how to do it. I'm going to read the statement. You tell me if it's fair. You tell me if it's foul. How about this one? We'll start off with what's going on in Carolina. Bryce Young will not start again for Carolina in 2024. Bryce Young will not start again for Carolina in 2024. Is that fair or is that foul? Tiffany, we'll start with you.
Okay. I want to say that is fair because I believe it is absolutely fair. But I also feel like with the Panthers, you never know.
That's a good point.
What is going to happen?
That's a phenomenal point.
This season with the way things have gone the past couple of years, which is why I'm going to say foul because I believe like anarchy, anything is possible.
I got to give you that one. That is a good point. You never know what's going on over there. What do you think, Bo?
Tiffany's right. It's foul. I'm going to give different reasoning. So step away from your microphone, Tiffany.
Okay.
Meddling owners always meddle. And that is something that happens. Just go to last season where we saw the owner change the play caller and then change it back. And I think the owner will change the quarterback. And then when things don't change or the things get bad again, he'll change that back too.
That's a good point. All right, let's pivot to the fact that it is September 20th. Now, this has been going on, a conversation in my neighborhood for 2 weeks, all right? And it has nothing to do with trash cans this time, all right? Fair or foul, putting up Halloween decorations in mid-September. Putting up Halloween decorations in mid-September. Basically giving yourself about a 6 or 7 week run-up to Halloween. And this is a whole other conversation when it comes to putting up Christmas decorations. Halloween decorations going up in mid-September. Is that fair or is that foul, Bo?
It's fine. I have seen overreaction so much in the neighborhood that I live in, and I love my neighborhood, but overreaction on literal birthday signs. There was a fight over realtors putting out birthday signs.
Yeah, that happens.
And so I think that the pettiness. If somebody wants to put the Halloween, it's within a month and a half or 2 month period. Just let them do it.
See, this is more motivation for me to go build a house in the woods or find someone to build me a house in the woods away from everybody.
Prince countryside. So is it fair or foul?
Yeah, I'm moving to France next year, guys. So that's been real.
Right.
I will say
we'll get you a Comrex.
What
so
was
you
it?
Do the show
people,
in the afternoon.
People being
people
being mad about it. Was that the?
No, is it fair or foul to do it? Is it fair or foul to?
Yeah, it's fair. Do whatever you want. Someone across the way already has their Halloween stuff up. It's been up for weeks. Congratulations. Okay. I don't care.
All right, hit that music for me, Dylon. Hootie and the Blowfish is in town tonight, guys. Hootie and the Blowfish. It's the Crack Review album. Hootie and the Blowfish music, fair or foul?
Fair.
No, right?
All I want to be with you.
Tiffany, while you have that look on your face, I'm just going to quote you from the last one. Do whatever makes you happy. You know what
I mean? Yes, yes.
Yeah, I got to remind you of that. I don't want any hypocrisy in here
because
on your face was
like
grapes.
Yes, I do not dislike Hootie and the Blowfish in case any of their members are listening to this show.
I don't think we have to worry
about
that.
Probably not. I have no problem with it. It's just I heard this song so much in my youth.
Yeah.
And it does something to me that
here
doesn't make
too.
Me
I'll work out like you.
Happy.
Yeah.
Is this a video with Dan Marino in it?
I think it is.
It's got to be this one, man. Yeah, thanks, Dylon.
Do you, boo.
Let Her Cry is a phenomenal song.
That's a great song, too.
He goes off on that song.
Fairweather Johnson was their next album. Good stuff, man. All right, how about this one? We'll go straight to the Kyle Pitts. Kyle Pitts will have more catches than Travis Kelce on Sunday night. Kyle Pitts will have more catches than Travis Kelce on Sunday night. Fair foul. Tiff, we'll start with you.
Okay, and I'm only saying foul for this reason. Because it is the Chiefs, because of history, I feel like Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce probably talked a lot this week. Like, we got to get this ish together.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying that they're going to win the game or anything like that. I'm just saying I feel like they're not going to let it go 3 weeks in, and they're not going to have this thing figured out.
All right. What do you think?
I think that's a good point. But I want to go foul because what did I say about this? What did I say about what this kind of game this would be for Kyle Pitts?
You said it would be. I'm not saying it. I'm not saying it out loud. You can go ahead.
Oh,
and,
yeah. You do. Go
that's right. Time. Kyle Pitts is going to go off.
No,
okay?
That's not what you said.
That's not what you said.
I wasn't done talking.
You said he's going to.
This is his get off game. All right.
Yeah.
And all that's right. What's going to happen. Seven
family
catches.
Show. Family show.
For 89 yards and not one, but two tutties.
Oh, right. Man. I love it. Both those.
Two.
How about this? This is an interesting question to me. This was posed to me by somebody else. Messi was here on Wednesday night.
I surrender.
There are records that there are rumors that Taylor Swift will be here Sunday night. Is it fair to say that the two biggest stars in the world will have been in Mercedes-Benz Stadium 5 days apart? Is that fair or foul?
Fair, absolutely.
You think they're both two of the biggest stars in the world?
Yeah, she's been done with her tour.
Right.
So I envision her walking into Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
If she is here, though, are those the two biggest stars in the world?
Yeah, I guess you. Well, yes.
I would say no, Mike.
But
don't say Drake. If you say Drake, I'm coming to that glass.
No, you can't even put them
Drake's
on the
not going to be here on Sunday night. So,
but Beyonce was at Mercedes-Benz Stadium too. So you know. But if you're saying Messi and the combination of Taylor Swift, then
I would say Drake's probably bigger than Beyonce.
No.
Think so?
I can't even disrespect
Queen Bee like that. Right. Nah, Queen Bee.
How are you going to say that Drake's one of the biggest stars in the world?
You retracted so quick.
Yeah.
Anyway,
if Beyonce and Drake would have been
Beyonce
there.
Fan.
Why did you guys miss what you said? I always.
Yeah. His nonsense. I've lost my train of thought. Yeah, I think it's fair. I think it's the greatest soccer player in the world, and it's one of the most popular pop artists in the world.
Yeah.
All right. How about this one? Was it fair or foul that the NFL fined Derek Carr $14,000 for doing a Michael Jackson dance? Have you guys seen this news?
Did he grab him?
That kind
he
of,
did.
Yeah.
Yes,
then
he
it's,
did.
Then it's fair they fined him because
$14,000.
Look. If I got to see Drake London get penalized for what he did, you can't be grabbing your crotch out there, Derek Carr. Plus. That's not even your thing.
Did Drake London
fine? He's in New Orleans now, right? Let him as Dennis Allen said.
Is that what the Cajun car does? Noel.
Wait, he called him a Cajun car.
Well, that's what he is, Cajun car.
Oh my god.
All right. Did you get one?
No, I didn't. But if it's based on league rule, you know, it's fair, but it's not, you know.
How about this one? The fan that caught the 50th home run for Shohei Ohtani last night said, no deal, I'm taking it home. I'm going to get it valued. Is that fair or foul? Fair or foul move for the fan that caught number 50 last night to take it home and get it valued,
Look,
Tiff?
I'm all for getting a trade done, like in exchange for if you're that kind of person. There's a side of me, okay, I'm going to say it's foul that he took it home.
Okay.
And there's a part of me that's like, all right, just give it back. Like, let them put it in Cooperstown, let him have it, great. But then the other side of me is like, this is a multi-billion-dollar probably organization, so you could cough up a little bit and give him something in exchange for it.
What do you think? It supposedly on the market, and especially over in Japan, it might be worth $500,000.
Shohei Ohtani signed a 10-year, $700 million deal.
Yeah.
If he wants his damn ball, he can pay for it.
I mean.
It's fair.
Yeah.
Right. I'm sorry. Yeah. You don't like it? Kick rocks.
All right, what do we got left? How about this one? We'll finish on this one. The Falcons will have more interceptions than they will sacks. The Falcons will have more interceptions than they will sacks against Patrick Mahomes on Sunday night. More interceptions than sacks.
I thought you were going to say this season. I was like, wait, what? That's going to be.
No. No, I hope not. God,
against
no.
Patrick Mahomes?
Sunday night. More interceptions than sacks.
I'm going to say that's fair.
Okay.
I'm going to say that's fair. Patrick Mahomes is wildly accurate. You know, it doesn't always look conventional, but somehow he finds a way to get it done. But I also feel like maybe against the secondary, maybe with Jesse Bates in the mix, that could lead to some mistakes by Mahomes. Mm. I don't know what his interceptions are in the season. I need to look that
three.
Up. So, okay, not that, you know, one a game. So, but it could happen.
One and a half a game.
Excuse me.
We've only played two so far. This is
Thank
three.
You. Sorry,
he's been sacked four times, so twice a game. And he's averaging an interception and a half a game. I'm going to say that it's foul. They'll have more sacks.
They'll have more sacks than interceptions.
Yeah, I'm just playing the numbers.
But yes, yes.
All right, how about a little bonus one just to finish up here? The North Georgia State Fair is this weekend. You guys down to spend a night at the fair? You a big state fair person? Go get a little funnel cake, maybe a little scrambler. What are you doing? You North Georgia State Fair?
You go.
I was when I was younger, but having to work the fair, it's a great event for families.
You were a Kearney?
No. I worked for Cobb County. Oh, we just showed up and no, it wasn't a Kearney, you clown.
So funnel cake is my absolute favorite. Someone brought me one during a college football game last season. But I will not attend a county fair. The last time I was at a county fair, I threw up.
Oh,
and
God.
It was from the top of this giant spinning
thing. Oh, you're one of those people.
And how many people did it hit?
My sister was on the ground, and she told me later on that people were like, ew, some girl is throwing up. And she was like, oh, my gosh, that's my
sister. How embarrassing for that girl.
You're that person. You're that person.
So, no, my carnival rides are done forever.